It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Well, we are here with Beth Seifert. She's our Bible study teacher, and she is taking us through 1 Samuel. It's a wonderful Bible study. You can find all the notes on our Bible studies tab, along with the podcasts. And we just highly encourage you to use the materials and have your own guided Bible studies. Thanks for joining us, Beth.
Hi there, Amy. Well, today we're going to pick back up with Saul and with the medium. And he's going to have an interesting conversation coming up. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to 1 Samuel. We're in chapter 28. We're going to be in verses 13 through 25 today. Then the king said to her, "Do not be afraid. What do you see?" And the woman said to Saul, "I see a God coming up out of the earth." He said to her, "What is his appearance?" And she said, "An old man is coming up, and he is wrapped in a robe." And Saul knew that it was Samuel, and he bowed with his face to the ground and paid homage. Then Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?" Saul answered, "I am in great distress, for the Philistines are warring against me, and God has turned away from me and answers me no more, either by prophets or by dreams. Therefore I have summoned you to tell me what I shall do." And Samuel said, "Why then do you ask me? Since the Lord has turned from you and become your enemy. The Lord has done to you as he spoke by me, for the Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand and given it to your neighbor David. Because you did not obey the voice of the Lord and did not carry out his fierce wrath against Amalek, therefore the Lord has done this thing to you this day. Moreover, the Lord will give Israel also with you into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow you and your sons shall be with me. The Lord will give the army of Israel also into the hand of the Philistines." Then Saul fell at once full length on the ground, filled with fear because of the words of Samuel, and there was no strength in him, for he had eaten nothing all day and night. And the woman came to Saul, and when she saw that he was terrified, she said to him, "Behold, your servant has obeyed you. I have taken my life in my hand and have listened to what you have said to me. Now, therefore, you also obey your servant. Let me set a morsel of bread before you and eat, that you may have strength when you go on your way." He refused and said, "I will not eat." But his servants, together with the woman, urged him, and he listened to their words. So he arose from the earth and sat on the bed. Now the woman had a fattened calf in the house, and she quickly killed it, and she took flour and kneaded it and baked unleavened bread of it. And she put it before Saul and his servants, and they ate. And they rose and went away that night. Saul has a conversation with Samuel, or this Samuel-like image. Now this conversation he has isn't what he hoped for. First of all, Samuel is angry that Saul has disturbed him by bringing him up. If this really is Samuel, and the Bible doesn't say that it's an evil spirit who talked like Samuel, it does say Samuel. He doesn't want to be dragged back to this life. He's cranky with good reason. Now here is Saul forcing the issue and attempting to force Samuel to do his bidding again. Saul's response says it all. "I am in great distress. God has turned away from me. You tell me what to do." Again, it is all about Saul. Instead of trying to correct his relationship with God, since God won't answer him anymore, Saul has decided to mess with things he shouldn't be messing with. The occult. Samuel calls Saul on it too. Samuel's reply is so direct and to the point. "Why ask me for help? Why ask for help when God is now your enemy? I'm not God's enemy, and I'm not going to help his enemies. God has turned away from you just like I told you he would, because you wouldn't listen to him anyway. What you are experiencing today is a direct result of your allowing the Amalekite king and their livestock to live. Because of you, by this time tomorrow, you and your sons will be dead, and God is going to hand you and all of Israel, including the army, over to the Philistines. This is it, Saul. Your end is in sight, and there is nothing you can do about it." Here, I think, is the strongest evidence for this being actually Samuel. Every single detail that Samuel shares is true. All of it. Especially the future prediction of Saul's death points to this being Samuel. We see throughout the Bible that demons come and they will give information, but it's never 100% true, and it's most of the time mostly false. This information was 100% accurate. Well, this was clearly not what Saul expected or wanted to hear. He falls on his face, all his strength is gone, and he won't move. The medium returns. This word suggests that she was not in Saul's direct view while she gave her oracle's prophecies. And she tries to get Saul to eat, but he refuses. Now she wants him to eat so he'll leave. So he'll have his strength and leave her house and leave her alone. When his men join the urging, he finally consents and eats. The woman feeds him and his men, and then they all leave. And I bet she was glad to see them go, because when they left, she was still alive. Throughout Samuel, Saul kept trying to justify himself and to find a way out of the situation he found himself in, namely, enmity with God. He was God's enemy. No matter how hard Saul tries, the reality is that Saul never looked to God, but always looked for a loophole instead. He never looked to God to forgive him and save him. He kept trying to find a way around it. Even to the very end, Saul is willing to play with fire to find a solution that he wants. How horrified he must have been to hear Samuel tell him that his time was up. It's over. The game is done. And Saul lost. Saul lost most of all because this would be the end for him permanently. He wasn't going to get to be with God in heaven. That to me is the worst part. Saul still doesn't seem to understand that, though. He lived all his life for today, for what he could accumulate on earth, and for ensuring he would be remembered after he was dead. Unfortunately, what he is remembered for is for being a lousy king who never sought God. It's interesting that Saul always is finding himself as God's enemy. Because, ladies, we're all God's enemy until we're covered with the blood of Christ. And God specifically tells us that we're all under his wrath, that his enemies, we are enemies, that Christ died for us while yet we were still his enemies. Do you understand what that means? That means that if you're not for God, you are his enemy. If you're neutral about God, you're his enemy. If you have not accepted that Jesus is Lord, and given your life to him, and if you're not covered by his blood, God still looks at you and sees his enemy. Ladies, this world is full of all kinds of trials and problems, and we can't avoid them. There's only one place I know of where you can run to find help, and that's God. Everything else, work, friends, family, food, drugs, alcohol, sports, TV, computers, mediums, hobbies, all of it will in the end leave you alone and unfulfilled. Your spouse can't fulfill you. They are human and they will fail you. Your job won't fulfill you. When your identity is in anything but Christ first and foremost, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. When you put on Christ and acknowledge that he truly is Lord of your life, then when those trials come, and they will still come, you will still feel the pain, but it won't destroy you. Not because of how awesome you are, but because of how awesome he is and because you're relying on him for strength day by day. Ladies, please don't be alone. Don't try to make a go of this world without him. Don't be alone permanently, especially. Remember that this life is not the end. It's only a teeny tiny introduction to eternity. You can spend eternity with God or without. What choices you make right now impact that decision. Saul ran out of chances. God turned his back on Saul and wouldn't answer him. But truly, Saul had stopped seeking God long before that. Don't be Saul. Oh, heavens, if I could get just one thing across from all of this, it's that. Don't focus so much on this world that you miss the bigger picture. Lean on God, rest in him, and walk with him. We will continue to watch David in the weeks to come, and you will find for yourself a good example of how to lean on God. David isn't perfect. He does not follow God perfectly, but he consistently shows his heart is soft and is ready to listen to God, even when he deliberately sins. Saul was always looking for someone else to blame or some other way out. There is no other way out, ladies. God is the only way. Today I would just ask you to look at your life. Stop and consider, where is your identity? My fervent prayer is that anyone hearing this who doesn't know God would stop right now, right where they are, and repent. Agree with God that you are a sinner. Call upon His name and accept the free gift of salvation that He offers through the blood of His Son. It will change your life. You can't walk away from a meeting with a Mack truck and be unscathed, and Jesus is the ultimate in life-changing experiences. It doesn't mean your life will be bliss and roses, but it means that you won't have to rely on yourself when it isn't bliss and roses. And it means that one day, when you stand before God, He will look on you and see His Son, and you will be able to enter into eternity with Him, because Jesus is your intercessor, and you have trusted Him to take on your sins while He gives you His righteousness. It's a gift you can't earn and don't deserve. It is by His grace, through faith in Him alone, that you are saved. Call on Him today. And if you already have called on Him, then thank Him for your salvation. Thank Him that you are not Saul. And if today were your last day, that would be more than okay, because you know that you're going home to Him. We serve a mighty God, a gracious God, a just and loving God. Don't be Saul, ladies. Don't let your story end like His.
Well, thank you, Beth. And Beth's study guides, as well as the 10-minute podcasts of these presentations, are all available in our archives under the Bible Studies tab of our website, naomistable.com. Nancy and I will be back with more on this in just a moment.